I take it we're recording.
Yeah. American soccer in particular. I wanted to start with this. Just quick 2 minutes. Just a quick 2 minutes.
I figured.
It's fucking bullshit because I was so excited about America's soccer. Everybody was saying America wasn't going to go very far. I've been a fan of soccer. It started around the last World Cup. It started a little bit before that. But then I got way into it in the World Cup in 2010. I watched like every single game. And that was when I was a senior in high school. I didn't really have a job. Kind of just watched every single game and it blew me away. It was so much fun to watch. So then this World Cup rolls around and I'm so fucking stoked because everybody was saying America's not going to go very far. And we make it all the way to the round of 16 from this group that everybody said, nope, America's never making it out of that group. There was Portugal, Germany, and Ghana. And Ghana has knocked us out of like three World Cups. Germany is consistently one of the best teams in the world. And Portugal was looking fucking on fire. America gets out of this group. And we just have to face Belgium. And Belgium was playing kind of shit soccer for the group stage. And I'm so pissed because the last 30 seconds, Wondolowski, and this is getting way too deep for people, but I just got to vent. Wondolowski has the perfect chip in. All he has to do is touch the ball, but instead he boots it 700 feet into the air, and then we lose in extra time. And it's fucking bullshit. And that's all I have to say about it, and I'm very upset. I mean, no matter what, we were going to lose the next game. We were going to go against Argentina, and we were going to lose that. Anybody that goes against Argentina is going to lose, except for maybe Brazil or Germany. But at least we would have made it to the quarterfinals, which has not happened in forever. And so, yeah, that's my quick little upset piece about United States soccer, and now I'm done. Now we can move on.
That's cool. You know, I mean, I don't shit, man. I couldn't even run the full length of that field.
Yeah.
From one end to the other without collapsing.
Yeah.
Yeah, to my knees.
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, everybody calls it such a pussy sport and everything, but soccer is ridiculous. Those guys have the greatest conditioning of any athletes. Maybe UFC fighters. I don't know. Maybe UFC fighters. Which is my other favorite sport to watch. Those are my two favorites, soccer and UFC. I'm done with basketball. Basketball's fucking rigged. I'm done with football. Football's a bunch of bullshit. It's all sickening to me. The advertising that's infected its way into the fucking, into the sports of America. It's disgusting. I hate every aspect of it.
Yeah, and you were saying you hope soccer gets bigger in America because you're a soccer fan. And right. I was like, why? I said, like, they're just going to ruin it for you.
Right.
They're just going to turn it into football.
It's a great point. Like, I'm
with the advertising, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, with just like the ridiculous amount of commercials. And
yeah.
It's all about the money and merchandising and very little to do with any kind of actual sport.
Right. Like, you watch football. I think I read something somewhere that the amount of actual game time, like players moving, clock is going, like the amount of actual shit that happens is like 10 minutes compared to the rest of the fucking game. Because it, like, you know, if you run and you get tackled, the clock keeps going, right? In football, in American football. But the players aren't moving. They're just getting up and getting back into the huddle. And so there's like maybe 10 minutes worth of actual gameplay going on during an entire football game.
Yeah, you're like, it's like made for advertising.
Yeah, it's a brilliant advertising campaign.
Yeah, it's like set up to have those little advertising breaks. You can always sneak a commercial in there.
You can always sneak
plenty
a
of opportunity
in between plays, in between timeouts, in between kicks.
I shouldn't say that, you know, it's got more to do with advertising than any actual sport because, you know, they're out there and they are busting their fucking ass.
Oh yeah,
and you definitely know what I mean. And it is about, you know, who's winning and who's losing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I shouldn't have said that. But yeah, I mean, where they take it with the advertising. But that's just the American way.
Yeah.
If you can exploit something and put your company's name on it, I'm surprised the, you know, the players aren't, you know, sporting logos on their shit.
I could see it happening.
I mean, like NASCAR. Could you right. imagine if each individual player looked like a NASCAR driver with like just plastered from head to toe with their own personal
patches
sponsors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. LeBron then, James has like Nike and fucking Adidas and all the way down his jersey, all the way down his shorts.
Gatorade and shit.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, Gatorade actually buys a team.
Right.
And the uniforms are just Gatorade.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if
they Gatorade actually buy
owns a stadium or
they
something.
They buy out the team.
Yeah.
Completely. Mm-hmm. So that they push out all the other sponsors. Because it'll get to NASCAR, the jambalaya of logos, you know, like 37 different companies on this,
yeah,
on DuPont, this player's, you know, M&M's. Uniform. Right. Yeah. All that shit. But then eventually a big company will get smart and they'll be like, why are we sharing advertising space? We'll just buy the team.
Mm-hmm. And then they and have contract. To just wear Pepsi.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in 50 years, it'll be Pepsi versus Gatorade.
Yeah. And, they won't even have teams. It'll just be Pepsi versus Gatorade.
It'll be Pepsi versus Gatorade at the fucking Super at the Bowl. Bank of America Bowl.
Oh yeah, you can't call it the Super Bowl because that was bought too.
That was bought too.
Yeah, I think. Well, I mean, and you can already see it with stadiums and shit like that too. Like, there's Pepsi Stadium, I believe. I don't know which. I can't remember. I think it's for basketball, and I think it might be the Rockets, the Houston Rockets. Their stadium is Pepsi, and like the Delta Center in Salt Lake City for the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz, their stadium used to be an airline. That's who owned the stadium.
Yeah, Buffalo Sabres plays at HSBC Arena.
Yeah, what's HSBC?
Bank.
Oh, it's a bank? Oh,
of course okay. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's infected everywhere. It's everywhere in American sports, and it's kind of, it just sickens me.
Dude, I can see it. I mean, I think I just made a prediction without even knowing it.
Yeah.
50 years, man.
50 you know, years.
It's going to be like Hostess... Hostess versus the Burger Kings, you know?
The Hostess Cupcakes versus the Burger Kings.
The Burger King Whoppers, man.
Yeah,
dude, Whoppers. It's my favorite team.
And maybe they'll like Burger King will buy out a couple of teams. So it'll be like the Burger King Whoppers versus the Burger King Chicken Tenders.
Nah, they'll have to develop sanctions and they'll have to probably limit that.
Yeah, no monopolies.
All the millionaires, they all golf together. They'll be like, hey, Bob, no buying up more than one team.
Yeah, that's bullshit, man.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Come on, save some for me. I want my Slurpees.
Don't make me talk about last year in Cancun, because I will.
Yeah.
Don't make me tell your wife, Bob.
I'll expose that shit. I'll put it on my Instagram, Bob. Don't you double cross me, Bob.
One team only, Bob.
Yeah. It's, ugh. Yeah, and that's why I love, I mean, even though soccer in Europe and all that stuff, they have advertising on their jerseys, it's just like one company. Like, the team owns the company, or the company owns the team. So, like, my favorite team, Liverpool, for a long time was owned by Carlsberg Beer. And all it was just Carlsberg. It just said Carlsberg across their shirt, and that was it. That's all it was.
Okay.
And it never really infected the game. It never really got in the way. It was 45 minutes of them running up and down the field doing cool shit with the soccer ball. And then it goes to halftime, and halftime is almost all advertising because they got to make up for it, right? So it's almost all advertising for like 20 minutes straight. And then it comes back in another 45 minutes. And it's a quick and dirty, easy fucking game. It's so quick and you don't get distracted. You're not constantly changing channels and shit like you do with football, you know, where it's like you get up on Sunday and you watch the football games and you're constantly, like, you never let go of the remote because you're always changing the channel.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, and incomplete pass, go to the next game. And field goal, go to the next game.
Yeah.
And you have like a rotation of games that you go through just to avoid advertising.
Right.
Ugh.
Right.
Fuck it, dude. That sucks.
I don't know, man. I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. But
yeah.
When I used to watch a lot of TV, I used to do that with all shows. It would go to a commercial. I would watch three shows simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as a commercial came on,
yeah,
to the next show. And I'd have three. I'd pick three that were airing. You know,
yeah, three, like you, there was one you really wanted to watch and then like two you could tolerate.
That, yeah, whichever stations had opposing advertising schedules is basically was the deciding factor of that. You know what I mean? Like, what could I switch to that wasn't showing a commercial? Because a lot of them, like all Turner, everything owned by Turner, they're all in cahoots. Right. They all show their commercials all at the same time. So you can't escape them.
Yeah.
But not all stations play ball.
What does he own? What channels does Turner?
Dude.
It's like, is it TBS and...
Nobody knows.
It's a mystery.
I'm just saying, dude. He could own them all for all I freaking know, and he just doesn't put his name on all of them. Yeah. You know, I don't know what fucking how many companies he owns. Yeah. Not every company that Ted Turner owns has his name,
right?
Yeah, as the name of the company. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's only a matter of time before he buys TBS from us.
Know, he could own, you know, Shady Window Liquor Recording for all I know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Window Liquor. Yeah. Fuck. That's just, I guess, I don't watch a whole lot of TV either. The only TV I really watch is sports. And sports has gotten to the point where I can barely watch that because of the advertising. Soccer. And so, like, I guess you're right. I am kind of glad that the United States, because nobody's going to give a fuck in like 2 weeks.
That they didn't get their grubby mitts into it.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's going to give a fuck that the United States lost to Belgium. Every soccer fan's going to be like, eh, whatever. Let's just go back to the MLS. And then all the soccer fans, all the real, true United States soccer fans will watch, you know, the British league. And that'll be it. And the majority of Americans won't get into soccer. And so we can keep it pure. We can keep it out of the fucking capitalist hands.
The capitalists.
The fucking capitalists.
Oh, shit. That's the American way, bro. You better watch your tone.
I know. I'm going to get my tongue cut out.
They'll come take you away.
The capitalists.
What you got against capitalism, boy?
What you got? What secrets do you have that you're selling the Chinese that you're speaking out against capitalism? You don't like Dale Earnhardt, boy? You don't like Junior, boy? You don't like KFC inside the car, boy, when they're going 200 miles an hour? Have you ever noticed that when you watch NASCAR? God, it's amazing how they
I don't watch a lot of NASCAR.
I've only ever watched it twice, but
when I only watch it when I go to this one bar, because they're always showing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If it's on, they're showing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, the level of expertise that NASCAR has been able to... There's always an advertisement in NASCAR. You're never not looking at one, no matter what camera angle.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they're going to turn football into, but continue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's amazing because, you know, they have the, you know, 200 advertisements on the car.
Right.
And then they have, like, 5 different cameras inside the car
and
mounted.
And the whole inside of the car is all done
advertised.
Like a billboard.
Yeah.
And the actual driver's outfit from head to toe is a billboard.
All over his helmet. It's on his steering wheel.
You know what? They don't have ads painted on the track yet.
Oh, that's true.
Think about all that fucking area.
Yeah.
Cars zipping by. Zoom, 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 zoom. Mm. They could actually paint. Hey, I gave it to you. Run with it, fuckers.
Extra points if the Burger King car runs over the McDonald's advertisement. I won't ever get credit
for it. Some asshole out there is going to be involved in NASCAR. He's going to be like, he's going to work for an advertising agency. He's going to go, that's fucking genius.
Yeah.
How come we're not painting our fucking shit on the track? And then they're going to find out it makes it like incredibly dangerous and slippery. And
yeah,
they'll try it.
Some NASCAR driver will go over the fucking McDonald's will kind of pump a little bit of, like, their advertising will have a little bit of fry grease on it, so it causes spin outs of other cars, but the McDonald's car just has a little bit more traction that counteracts the fry grease on their advertisement.
Holy shit, dude, that's craziness.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm very tired. I actually haven't slept. It's been more than 24 hours since I've slept. So I'm fucking exhausted. I was sitting at work today and I was like, oh my god, how am I gonna make it to the end? I still gotta record a podcast. I was considering all these things. I still needed to watch the US game. It was a big day for me. And I was like sitting at work, just, I fell asleep so many times at work, just nodded off. It's weird when you stay up for that long, you don't even, like, you know when you start to get drowsy at the end of the day and you're kind of like, you wake up and you kind of, your eyes flutter and you're like, huh, and you shake your head. When you stay up for that long, when you stay up for like 30 hours, suddenly your head just drops. Like it just, and you were like perfectly conscious reading something and then your head just drops and you're asleep for a second. I don't know. Have you ever stayed up for more than one day?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you have.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's rough.
Yeah.
But like when you, oh God, it was so shitty. It was like, I don't know, because I was just laying in bed and I had uploaded a couple of episodes to thebrokenshow.com and to the RSS feed actually. And it was like 3:30 that I, well, it was like 1 when I had given up and I tried to go to sleep. I was laying in the darkness. Nothing was happening. 4 o'clock rolls around. I can start to see the sun come up, and it's like, okay, well, I'm either going to sleep and run the risk of missing my alarm and then being a couple hours late to work, or I'm going to just stay up all night. And I chose the latter.
Oh, yeah. I can never do it. I get to like 5 a.m. and it doesn't matter how much coffee I drank. Doesn't matter.
Really?
5 a.m. hits and I'm going to bed.
No matter what.
I can't break the 5 a.m. mark.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. I've tried. Can't fucking do it. And I'll even if I got to take like a 3-hour power nap from 5 to 8, I got to do it.
Yeah.
There's no way I can get past 5 a.m.
Yeah.
6 a.m. and I'm like literally zombie status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm chewing on my own ankle and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking out of my mind. Yeah. No, I can't do it.
I don't know. I don't like every once in a while I can do it. Every couple of months I can pull a full day. I got to have the right amount of energy. I have to have kind of a fucked up sleep schedule. This not boozing thing is what's really getting to me too. This whole not boozing thing is really fucking with my sleep schedule. I'm telling you, dude. Because like that's what I used to do. I used to drink and then I'd go to sleep.
Right.
And it was like a regulator. And so it was, yeah, it was like my night regulator.
Doesn't Stanhope have a little bit about how do you fucking sleep? I don't know. Was it him?
Yeah, it is Stanhope. He says, have you ever tried to sleep sober? And like your head hits the pillow sober. And then that's when the circus comes alive.
Yeah.
There must be something that rhymes with orange, porange, lorange.
Yep.
Fucking scale. Yeah,
dude, you're living it.
Yeah.
You're living that bit.
Yeah, it's for real. Quitting boozing, especially when you're hitting it as hard as I was for as long as I was, it's a nightmare. You can't fucking do it. And my cigarette consumption has gone through the roof. It's like 300% since I stopped drinking.
I tell you what, man, I'm starting to see that. I think we all have ADHD now. Like, I don't think it's just the kids. I think the adults have it too.
Yeah.
We just can't tell because the adults can get into the liquor cabinet.
Yeah, exactly.
And we self-medicate 100 different ways, not literally 100.
Yeah.
You know, but there's 3 or 4, 5 or 6 out there that you can choose from to change your head.
Yeah.
Give you a head change. So I think everyone's, you know what, they've been pumping all kinds of funky shit into us.
Yeah.
With the freaking cell phone waves and the satellite TV waves and what's in our food and just, you know, all that craziness.
Well, I mean, just look at the fucking day-to-day activity that we live. We're constantly bombarded with stimulus and our brain is trying to process all of the stimulus at all at once. Your brain, if it's taking in that much stimulus, is not going to want to go to sleep.
Have you looked, I mean, dude, I was watching a TV commercial the other day without the sound on. So all it was like the various imagery that they just kept flipping through.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, a 30-second commercial, you're going to look at about 67 images.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's so fast. It's like, doom, 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 doom. You don't look at any one thing like, all of a sudden it's a car. No, it's a storefront. No, it's a girl. Now they're looking at what she's drinking. Now they're back to the car. And it's like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, her
boom,
shoes.
Boom,
she's boom. Opening the door. The door closes behind her. She walks up to the counter. The fucking guy looks at her. And it like changes to his eyes. And then he looks to the left. And then it goes to the thing. And yeah.
It's like Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
It's like that Clockwork Orange shit.
Yeah, where they hold his eyes open.
Mm-hmm. Only we're holding them open ourselves.
Right.
With Red Bull and Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the legal. That's just what's available to anyone.
Yeah.
Who can get to a store.
You know which is everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then for people that need a little more kick, there's, you know, there's other things. I mean, holy shit. But we're propping our own eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
To watch that madness stream into our fucking brains.
Yeah.
And you wonder why you can't sleep without booze.
That's why I want to avoid... I typically try to avoid television altogether. It's why I like things like Netflix and YouTube channels and stuff.
Yeah, because you don't get the advertising.
Yeah.
Which is the devil.
Yeah. The advertising really is. It fucking kills you.
It's worse than the show. Because they're all about taking your money. So they're going to program you and fuck with you and tug on your heartstrings and play with your patriotism emotions. They're going to do whatever it fucking takes to try and get your money. That's what that's the only reason.
Right.
They're showing you this shit. And
they're trying to trick you.
And play. Yeah, they're brainwashing
you. They're trying to deceive you into buying something.
Let's not sugarcoat it now.
It's, I mean, it's for real.
It's called brainwashing.
That's the difference between like a television show and advertising. When you're watching like a really well-written television show, I'm not talking Two Broke Girls and shit, because that's just dog shit television, but like you're watching Breaking Bad or something. Breaking Bad is trying to give you a story that you can care about the characters. It's like kind of like reading, but with your eyes and your ears. And that's all it's really trying to do. And then the advertising comes in and it gets its grubby little hands all over the place and it tries to tell you a story as well, but there's a deeper level of what it's actually trying to do.
Oh, and they'll get shady about it.
Oh, yeah. They don't care.
Yeah, they have no morals.
That's why one of the reasons why I've had such a hard time watching Mad Men, because I hate advertising, and that's what Mad Men's all about. It's about 60s era advertising men. And like the shit that they came up with to trick people into buying things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a bunch of dicks. Just a bunch of cunts. Rich fucking cunts walking around Fifth Avenue. Fucking, oh God. And they're so sexist. And like I get the show. Like I understand where the show's going. Because it's just like a historical fiction. It's really what the show, it's just portraying the life of the people in the 60s. And it does a very good job at that. But it's still, it's hard for me to watch.
I never watched it.
It's a well-written show, but it...
Well, I mean, it was like... I don't know how to describe it. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men. It was like...
Yeah.
They were making a big deal about it. But no, the bigger the deal they make about it, the more I like to stay away from it.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta be honest. I'm like the only person that doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get into it. There's something about it. It's like a freaking medieval Harlequin novel. It's like a soap opera. It's like a medieval, it's like a Dark Ages soap opera.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't like soap operas.
Yeah, I could see why you'd think that. I mean, it's a brilliant television show. And like the thing that I think really hooks people about Game of Thrones is that it's so different. Because like even though it has that, what you're talking about, that like dark soap opera, Dark Ages soap opera element to it, you really have no idea what's going to happen.
Mm.
Like you can't predict it. You can predict most shows.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you can watch any sitcom and you know from the first episode that the main guy and the main girl are going to hook up. You know that for a fact. It's just going to happen. It's never not happened. Mm. and then even other television shows, you can they're going to get a divorce. Oh, this guy's going to kill this guy. Oh, it's always going to happen. But with Game of Thrones, you can never tell what's going to happen.
Fair enough.
And that, I think, keeps people going on it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good show. I'm actually really glad that the fourth season ended, though, because I was starting to get pissed about that show. Because they were just lollygagging for a whole season.
They ran out of good shit.
But they couldn't have, because they still have like another two books to go through.
That's right, because it was books. Yeah. That's right.
That's what's so crazy.
Right.
But like...
Well, no, I mean, who's to say that all the books are badass?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's...
Writers do that shit. Writers come out with like three amazing books, and then the fourth one in the series isn't quite as good.
Yeah.
A little writer's block.
It's one of the problems that the show is kind of running into as well.
They had to pay for that fourth house, so they just had to crank another book out, even though it really wasn't all that inspired.
Yeah.
And then... They sat in that fourth house and wrote a real badass fifth book.
Yeah.
And sixth book.
Yeah.
Because life was good. They kept all the lights on in the whole house 24 hours a day. 37 room mansion. They kept all the lights on. They watered their grass at noon.
They were very stimulated artistically, spiritually.
Yeah, they were just, you know.
Well,
inspired.
One of the biggest problems, I've read a lot of stuff about the Game of Thrones series and how much trouble it's getting into because of the breaks that they have to take between seasons. You know, you have to take like a year-long break. All of the actors are way beyond the age of the characters, because the characters in between books is like a couple of weeks, but in between the seasons of the show, it's like a year. And so a girl that's supposed to be 13 in the show right now is like almost 20 in real life. So they're like running out of time. And not only that, but they you know, they have all these actors under contract, but George R. R. Martin, the guy that wrote the books, he hit the next season is supposed to be based on the fifth book, I believe. And the fifth book doesn't even have all of the characters that were in the previous four books. It focuses on an entirely new story. So okay. the writers,
that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, but the writers are fucked then because they have all these actors under contract, and so they need to just create scenarios for them to keep them in the show.
Hmm. They can't just kill them?
No, because they're trying to stay true to they're trying to stay as true to the show as possible, but they might just skip the fifth book. They might just skip all those other characters and just make up a new story.
Well, they definitely need to kill off the 13-year-old, 20-year-old. Because that shit ain't flying, though. Come on. Maybe they can do a time warp.
Yeah.
Because it's... Well, wait a minute.
Turn it into Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Where she like goes into the future.
Yeah, all of a sudden Gandalf comes strolling up and fucking, you know, does his thing.
Just does his thing. He just strolls into Game of Thrones.
You know what the fuck wizards do. They do that shit. With the wand, with the staff.
Yeah.
And yeah.
The magic and the...
And they stop you from passing them.
And the shit. Yeah, yeah. They stop the Balrog. They break some bridges, you know. Whatever.
All that wizard shit.
All that.
It can happen.
So we got some headlines. Oh, actually, I want to do one quick thing. For people who are first listening, thebrokenshow.com, that's the website. You can go listen to episodes there. You could also subscribe to us on iTunes if you haven't already, which would be really strange because how are you listening? The Broken Show through iTunes, through TuneIn, through Zune, whatever your cup of tea is in terms of listening to your podcasts, Android shit, iPhone shit, it's all the same. It's all owned by Steve Jobs from the grave. The YouTube channel. The YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting the YouTube channel up.
God, that's going to take forever. Ass that shit is. I'm such a noob when it comes to this shit. But yeah, we finally got one. We got a snippet, the Mars mission. It's now up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So it's
actually The Broken Show. I mean, if you actually, we're finally up. So if you search The Broken Show, you'll find us.
Yeah, The Broken Show on YouTube. And so were you saying that you just wanted to put snippets up on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking... Maybe. Yeah. Maybe just the
best of stuff.
The best of. Just the really funny shit.
Yeah.
And just cut out all the fucking everything else. Just the shit that really makes you fucking... makes me laugh anyway.
Right. Because, I mean, there is downtime. In any three-hour conversation, there will be downtime.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be putting up no three-hour episodes on YouTube. And I definitely... I mean, I don't know. An hour is kind of long to have on YouTube. That's what the website's for.
Yeah.
I just want to do the best of.
Yeah, and then we'll just have links everywhere. It'll all be integrated. If you want to go listen to some of the excerpts or snippets or whatever the fuck they're called, you can just go to the YouTube and you can find the website there, vice versa. You go to the website, you can find the YouTube channel. It's all up. It's all integrated.
And the cool thing is that you can comment on shit now because YouTube, it's all built right in.
Yeah, so you can tell us how much you hate us.
That's right. you can be sweet and pleasant.
So subscribe on the YouTube channel. Please, that would be really helpful.
That'd be badass.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Any subscription, subscribe anywhere you can, so we get more subscribers and tell people to subscribe because we want more subscribers because we want to do this for a living.
Yeah.
If you think we're funny, then other people think we are funny. Fuck, I fucked it up.
It's because you're begging.
Yeah. It's because I'm tired.
You're tired. Let's do a fucking headline.
All right. Did you know that the Walkman is 35 today?
The what?
The Walkman.
Oh, 35 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, Walkman, 35. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, 35 years old today. Isn't that crazy?
Seems older.
Really? I don't know, dude. I don't know anything. Like, I never owned a Walkman or Walkman or whatever the fuck.
So it came out when I was 5.
Wow. Holy shit. That's crazy.
Interesting. That must have been like that. It was probably like $300.
Yeah, for real.
35 years ago, because it just came out. It was like state of the art fucking technology.
No shit.
You know,
it was 35 years ago Tuesday. So today, July 1st, that Sony, not Apple, revolutionized the way we listen to music. The Walkman, a portable cassette player that for the first time let us take our music with us without bothering our neighbors, hit the market on July 1st, 1979. Well, that's just racist, CNN.
The Walkman. I'm thinking of the Discman. Yeah, the fucking Walkman, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's a Discman? Is that just like a CD player?
Yeah, portable CD player.
Oh, okay.
But right. Yeah, the fucking little tape decks, that's right. Holy shit. Yeah. Yeah, I was 5.
Did you have one?
Sounds about right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were they like mini tapes or were they big tapes?
No, they were full-size tapes.
Huh.
You know, cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I had a real fucking nice one. God, I had a nice one. It was tiny. It was like the size of a tape case.
Oh, wow. So it was like, that's way small for the time.
Yeah, it was like just, well, maybe a tiny, but it was a Sony.
Yeah.
It was like the smallest one they fucking made.
Yeah. Yeah. When did you get it?
It was like, I don't know, dude. How old was I? I was like 11 or 12.
Okay. So like 6 years after they came out.
Yeah.
All right.
And it was real expensive and real fragile because, you know, when you're that age, you don't think about anything. You're just like, oh, look how small it is. You know, that'll fit right in my pocket. Mm-hmm. It'd be like I'm not even carrying it.
Throw it in your backpack. Ride your bike home.
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much. I wasn't riding a bike at the time.
Oh.
I just didn't have a bike. Didn't have a need for it.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that fucker broke. It was expensive as fuck, too.
Do you remember how much it cost? You probably didn't even...
It was a couple $100. No, I got it with, like, Christmas money or some shit. So it set me back personally.
What was your first tape? What was your first cassette on the Walkman? This is so weird for me. I had a CD player. I never had a Walkman, though.
I can't remember what my first tape that I actually bought.
Beastie Boys?
Nah. It was some kind of fucking heavy metal. It might have been Rat.
Really?
Out of the cellar. It might have been Rat Out of the Cellar or Cinderella. One of Cinderella's fucking albums. Because seriously, man, that was like my shift into listening to music. I got into the heavy metal, the hard rock.
It's just funny because I don't know either of those bands.
You don't know who Rat is?
I probably have heard their songs.
With two T's? Rat.
With two T's. So they're way hardcore.
Well, no. No, they were actually, they're kind of bubblegum 80s hair band metal. But, like, you know, they're like one step away from Poison. But Rat was a little more hardcore than Poison. But, you know, they still had the worst fucking lyrics. But a badass riff. They had a good hook.
Mm.
You know, the guitar work was solid. Even though the lyrics were just so retarded. I try to listen to Rat nowadays and I'm like, oh, God. It's so bad. But it's still awesome. It's still awesome because, you know, the memories
along
with it.
Is it as good as... Would you say that Rat's lyrics were better than rap music nowadays?
No. Well, rap is way better.
Rap music is?
Oh, yeah.
Their lyrics are?
Rap?
Like, really... Okay, I'm thinking really, really popular rap. I'm thinking, like, 2 Chainz, fucking all the really, really... Not like Tupac, where the guy, you know... Like, Tupac had some profound lyrics and shit.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of rap... has profound lyrics nowadays.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of it does.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? There's I don't know how to say it. I mean, dude, it was bubblegum heavy metal. It was hairband shit. It was 80s hairband fucking rock.
Dude, I wish you could recite some lyrics of just like how bad it was. Because when I get in my car and the rap station comes on, I'm instantly pissed because it's like gold chain, fucking rims, big booty. You sound like you're Down syndrome. Ugh, it's the worst.
Is that what they're playing on the radio?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's horrible.
So that's like pop.
Yeah.
That's not... See, when I think of rap, I think of like more actual rap. Like, you know what I mean? Dude, anything they play on the radio is going to be shit.
Yeah.
Unless it's a classic rock station. And then they're going to play... all the popular classic rock songs that they've been playing since the fucking albums were released.
Right. When they were modern rock. When they were a modern rock
station. You know
station.
What I'm saying? And then they just beat the fuck out of the top 500 classic rock songs of all time. Not even 500. There's probably 200 that they just play over and over and over again.
Oh, AC/DC,
Metallica, fucking Creedence, the Eagles... Steve Miller. I mean, it's just, you know,
Captain and Tennille.
I shouldn't say 200 songs. I should say like the top 200 bands of classic rock style music, Southern rock.
And that spans from like 60s to pretty much 80s. And then you turn into alternative, which is alternative rock stations from like 90s to, I don't know, mid 2005, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just saying radio plays crap.
Yeah, it does.
You know, yeah. I mean, there was a radio station back in New York, back in Buffalo, Kiss 98.5. Oh God, they were the fucking Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus station, and yeah. Just the worst fucking garbage music on the fucking planet. Katy Perry, just that bubblegum, soulless crap.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
But they would play that fucking. The rap that you're talking about, too.
Yeah. Gold chain. Waking up in the club. I just got back from Europe.
You gotta realize, man, that music is not... It's not about what they're talking about. It's about the beat.
Yeah.
It's so a chick can go shake her ass and get some dick. It's what that music's for.
I just think it's amazing that that's the music they choose it to. It's just... That's what's so strange to me. It's like... If it really is just about the beat, then why are those lyrics so degrading? Because those lyrics are fucking degrading. This is what's a fucking amazing to me, is that comedians get attacked all the time for stuff they say, and rappers are like untouchable for some reason. But they talk about like the most objectifying, ridiculous shit against women, and it's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. I think it's because they're scared, because they're black. I really do.
You think it's like they're gonna cry, some kind of racism shit?
Yeah, like if these bloggers that freak out about freak out about comedians and go after comedians, if they were to go after rappers,
I don't see it. I don't see there's being any race there at all. I mean, I just think that the people that listen to that music like it, and the people that don't give a shit.
Yeah, but like, then how come people that really like a comedian are then supposed to feel bad for liking a comedian?
Well, you got to look at who's running the show. You know, if you got the Illuminati running the fucking entertainment industry, I don't think they have their hands in the comics. Like, but they got control of the music industry.
Yeah,
and they're trying to make your son and your daughter act like a fucking hood rat, because the same people that own the record label own 3 privately owned prisons, and they want your kids to end up there. so they sell them records that teach them how not to be. And then, you know, so they make a whole bunch of money in their youth programming them to be criminals, and then then they get to be criminals and they're still making money off your kids. So I don't think comics are more like me and you. And they're out there speaking the truth, and they're not on any fucking Illuminati payroll.
Yeah.
So then they get these paid fucking shills to come after them to try and silence them.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I can
see
that.
Can you see how, like, the record industry... Okay, the record industry with the demeaning lyrics, the same people that own that own the news.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to know if anyone's freaking out about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, because they control all of it. But nobody's controlling a lot of the comics.
Yeah.
So the comics get hassled, and they get in trouble because they're the actual voice of humanity.
Yeah.
In a way. I don't know. That's how I mean,
I see what you're saying. I don't necessarily believe in the Illuminati stuff, but I can see what point you're making with just like the record labels and everything that they own, and, you know, parent companies. And so, like, the people that own the record labels also own Beats by Dre. And so a guy gets up and says, "I'm wearing my Beats, dog." And then they go, "Oh, I should go buy Beats." It's amazing to me that women choose that music to be dancing to, because you could make those lyrics about anything. You could say, "Let's all go to the club and dance and have fun."
But it's not all the music.
It's not all of it. It's tons of it. It's tons and tons of that popular genre. Which that genre is one of the most popular in the United States. Is this?
Yeah.
Fucking,
see, I don't know because I don't listen to it. Back when I was bartending in a freaking nightclub. It was a dance club. None of those lyrics were like that. None of them back then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it must have taken a real bad turn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
And maybe it's just a different platform, too, because, like, there are some songs that come to mind when I think of 80s music, like, Girls, Girls, Girls. You know what I mean? What's that song? Who's that by?
Motley Crue. Now, what? What are you saying about
it? Well, I mean, I don't really know the lyrics that well, but I can imagine, just based on what I'm thinking of, that they're relatively demeaning as well. Because there was, like, I remember watching
movies. That was just giving props to all the fucking hot chicks in the world.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the video, they were going from strip club to strip club. But that was just a celebration of pussy.
Yeah. Okay.
There's nothing demeaning about it.
Gotcha.
They were saying, God damn, these women are fucking amazing. Thank God you fucking exist. Now get your fine ass over here.
All right, cool.
And Motley Crue, fucking dude, one of the greatest fucking rock bands of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I that was just the first thing that came to my mind. I don't even know what the song's about. I just remember what I remember it from. I think it was from the movie Indian in the Cupboard. You remember that movie?
No.
It was a kid's movie. But that song comes on at one point in the movie when the kid is watching TV late at night. Mm. And there's like this chick doing a chair dance. And I think it was the music video.
Yeah, it's the music video. Okay. They go, and dude, let me tell you, man. Whew, the strippers in that video are some of the hottest fucking strippers you're ever going to see in your life.
I should go watch the video.
And they actually, like you got really, really hot strippers that they're not as professional of a dancer. Strip dancer, and then you got the ones that are, and those girls had it all. I mean, they were the way they were throwing their perfect bodies around on the fucking stage, and they were pros. They were like the best I've ever seen in that video, and they should be because it's fucking Motley Crue video.
Right?
They had the cream of the crop. They held an audition in Vince's fucking mansion or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they were lined up around the fucking block. Just smoking hot stripper after smoking hot stripper, and they just had a pole set up in his living room. And they were like, next.
Is this like what happens in the music video, or is this what they did to set the music video up?
That's what I envision.
I see. Okay.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had the cream of the crop to pick from.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to watch that video. It's a great video.
I'll go and watch it.
It's fucking the bomb.
Do you want to buy a town in South Dakota?
For how much?
It's $400,000.
For a whole town?
For a whole town.
What's the square footage?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
But it's called Sweat.
Sweat.
Yeah. It's available for less than $500,000. It's
Sweat, North Dakota.
I think its population is 2. If you've ever dreamed of owning...
Those two people are genius.
Yeah.
They're genius.
They ran everybody out of town.
No. They just moved out in the middle of nowhere, each built a house, called it a town, and now they're going to sell it for 400 grand.
Yeah.
You can buy our whole town.
Get out there.
400 grand.
Two shacks.
It's a steal. Right. Right. We owned from that tree to them trees over there. You know, like, it's a town. What are you talking about? Population 2.
And you can. This can all be yours.
You only need more than one person. Just one more person to call it a town.
For 2 easy payments of $200,000.
I Wikipedia'd it.
If you've ever dreamed of owning your own town, you'll find your shot south of the Badlands. For $399,000, you can own Sweat, a teeny tiny town of just 2 residents. Oh, shut up with your fucking alliterations. Owner Lance Benson and his wife. Oh, so it's just a couple. It's not even 2 dudes. About 70 miles outside the Badlands. And, like,
outside the Badlands. Well, I can't believe there's actually a part of the planet that is still called the Badlands.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a Badlands in Utah,
besides
too.
Detroit. Like, Detroit should be called the Badlands.
Right.
I got a connecting flight in the Badlands.
Yeah.
I'm real nervous.
I love that the name is Sweat, too. S-W-E-T-T. They have, like, a tavern and shit. Just like them two by themselves drinking in the tavern. Well, I don't think everybody's coming in tonight.
It's like always, like, 110 degrees there.
Yeah.
Why do they call it Sweat? And the guy's just, like, just raining.
Yeah.
It's just raining off his face.
They spelled it wrong.
Wait, dumb. North Dakota. Badlands. It sounds like I don't even know where the fuck North Dakota is. Is that desert?
Tundra?
Is it the tundra?
Well, it isn't. It is in South Dakota. I think it's just called the Badlands because of
a lot of bad people live there.
Or because Native Americans live there or something, and that's what they called it back in the day.
It's where all the shitholes live. It's like the worst place in the country to live.
I think it has something to do with the geography. I'm not really sure, though. Like, just unforgiving
terrain.
Yeah, like, not a lot of trees and stuff.
Tons of bears and
yeah,
badgers and mountain lions and Malaria.
Malaria.
SARS.
Yeah, sure. Throw SARS in there.
They're like on their fifth SARS outbreak.
Between the two of them. They just keep giving it to each other.
Oh, shit.
The price tag includes more than 6 acres of prairie land, a garage turned tire shop, a home, 3 trailers, and then the pride of sweat. It's a bar. This is so stupid.
Wait a minute.
They actually have a bar in the town?
It's called Sweat Tavern. A local watering hole that's been a gathering place for decades. Between the two of them carries the town's name for good reason. It basically is sweat. The town's owners have changed a handful of times. Its grocery store came and went because there's only one person. One person's running to the register. The other person's shopping.
Right.
One person's running the freight. They take turns. One's manager one day. Changed hands. The owners have changed a handful of times. Most of its population, owned by a farmer named Sweat. Okay, so that's what his name was, Sweat. Interesting. Most of its population, which only ever amassed about 40 people at its peak in the 1940s, fled to bigger cities. Their homes are gone now, too. But the tavern has stayed. A stone's throw off Highway 18 with its back against the tall prairie grasses for as long as anyone can remember. Okay, they're starting to get South Dakota on me. For so as long as anybody can remember.
Yeah, so like, I can see why the bar is still there. Because I'm sure that's the only thing there is to do.
It's the only attraction.
And they got to make their own booze.
Yeah, because nobody's shipping out there.
Because it's in the Badlands.
Right.
Fucking ain't going there.
Let's say you had 500 grand and you were dead set on buying a town and you bought Sweat. What would you do with it?
Would you build casinos.
There you go.
And whorehouses.
Of course. It just goes straight to debauchery. The second Devin buys it. Would you change the name?
Probably not in that order. I'd probably have to make money off the whorehouses first.
They're cheaper. Cheaper to the startup cost, I would imagine.
Well, yeah,
cheaper.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
You just got to get yourself some hoes.
And some bouncers.
You know, go recruiting.
Yeah.
Go to fucking Detroit. Say, you girls ever see Green Acres?
Come up to Sweat.
Yeah.
That's what you could call it. You could call the stripper, the strip house, strip club. Fuck. The strip club's the Sweat.
Oh, and I could call all my hookers Sweat Hogs.
There you go. Sweat Hogs?
Change my name to Cotter.
Cotter?
Yeah, it was an old show.
Oh.
And all the students on the show were called Sweat Hogs.
Oh, okay.
Somebody out there got that joke.
Right over my head.
Somebody out there got it.
Yeah.
I hope. Somebody's old enough.
Yeah, somebody got it for sure.
But anyway, yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I would do. It depends. Depends how many miles of Badlands I got between me and the next town.
Well, it's a 6-acre town, and
it's only 6 acres?
That's what it says.
Dude, I got friends in New York with backyards that big.
That's true. But it's a whole town.
It's not a town.
It's a backyard.
It's a fucking...
It's a $400,000 backyard.
It's not even a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Town.
Hey, there are, I think there are 3 trailers and a home.
It's not even a street.
You're officially against Sweat. See, I would expand it like crazy, and I would make everything a sweat pun.
Yeah, but you only own 6 acres. Who owns the land around you?
Fucking me soon.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You better make some money with your 6 acres.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to do that.
Just, I'd build something called the Sweat Lodge, the Sweaty Pit, which is a hotel.
The Sweaty Pit.
And it's, yeah, just keep doing that over and over again.
Just, yeah. Just capitalize on sweat. Make some t-shirts.
Yeah. Ye old sweatshop.
Start your own podcast.
Yeah.
The Sweaty Show.
Yeah, The Sweaty Show. out of sweat, it's The Sweaty Show. Today we're broadcasting from Sweat Tavern. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from Sweat Lodge.
Our guest on the show is another one of the Sweat Hogs. Today we have Carla.
Carla Sweat.
How you doing, Carla?
Yeah. And everybody would call me Admiral Sweat.
You're looking pretty moist.
Thanks, Admiral Sweat, I am.
Because it's fucking always... it doesn't even make any sense. Because it's not hot. It's not a hot. It's not in a hot area. Nobody's sweating in fucking... Where is it? South Dakota?
South Dakota.
At least it's South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Could have been worse. Could have been North Dakota.
Yeah.
Or it's even colder.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Sounds like a shit deal.
It is a shit deal. It's absolutely a shit deal.
I'll give you 10 grand for that town.
I'd give him 200 bucks. 200 bucks and whatever McDonald's food, old McDonald's food I had from the real town that I just came from.
I'd give him 10 grand. Just so I could fucking feel like king of my own fucking town, you know? Yeah. And I could just, like, drive around in my big convertible Cadillac like Boss Hog. Fuck yeah. And just be
king for a day.
Yeah, and just be fucking king of the Sweat Hogs.
Bring all your ladies up there.
Which I will import.
You see all this?
From
all
various,
of this is mine.
Various depressed areas around the country, you know?
Yeah.
Go to Niagara Falls, New York, recruit some hoes.
Mm-hmm. Man, this population is going to be like 800 Sweat Hogs in Devon.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I only got 6 acres. I mean, you know, what else am I going to do with it? I need a bar and, like, you know, 6 whorehouses.
Yeah, and maybe a couple of bed rolls for them to sleep on.
And it'll be like, what was the movie where the whores had their own fucking town?
Oh.
Is it Sin City? It was Sin City, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was Sin City.
I think it was Sin City.
Fuck.
Was it black and white?
It was kind of black and white. It wasn't really black and white. It was like black and white, but they would colorize certain shit.
Yeah. I think that is Sin City.
Yeah.
If that's what you're thinking of, that's definitely Sin City. Yeah.
So
and they had
the
Japanese hooker.
That's right.
Yeah, she was
all badass.
Yeah, that movie is sick as fuck.
I got to get me one of those.
Mm-hmm.
A ninja hoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be my security force.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Because
you got to protect up all the truckers that try.
No, dude, the guys will be coming from miles around.
Yeah,
you know?
All the creepy ass truckers.
They'll be making the trek through the Badlands.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got the best hoes around.
Because you recruited them all
for 500 miles.
How are you gonna pay all the hoes? Just straight business. You think like you bring them out there and it's just straight business?
What do you mean? How do I pay the hoes?
Well, I mean. I don't know. It's in the Badlands. I'm just wondering, how do you drive business to your new town?
Oh, word gets around.
Oh, okay.
When there's an entire town devoted to prostitution, word travels.
Sweat.
Yeah. I'll put it on the internet.
They work hard. They sweat.
I'll have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Word will get around.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you.
We live in the 21st century. No, I got you. I'm all on board.
Just because it's out in the Badlands doesn't mean, you know, that I can't get satellite internet.
True.
You can get that shit anywhere.
True.
Get it on a fucking RV.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be driving around. I'd be driving across country with a fucking dish on the top of my RV.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to Facebook about my sweaty town.
In the Badlands.
In the Badlands. That's right. And if I make enough money, you know, I could build a road to the highway. Through the Badlands.
Yeah.
With a toll booth. Eh?
Yeah,
eh?
There you go.
Gotta
toll
pay,
booth on either side.
Got to pay a toll to get into Hoetown.
Mm-hmm.
I got to change the name. Sweat's not working for me.
Mm. Unless you were going to take my sweat idea and change everything's name to Sweat.
Change my last name to Scagnetti.
There you go.
Mayor Scagnetti.
Scagnetti.
Get me a Boss Hog car with the fucking horns on the front. You know what I'm talking about.
I could honestly kind of picture it in a weird way.
I'd have to gain like 60 pounds.
Yeah.
All in the gut.
But who cares? Because you're the only guy from miles
I'm
around.
I'm fucking king.
Yeah, you're king. You're king of sweat.
King of sweat.
We got a couple more articles. We're almost done, by the way.
We beat sweat to shit.
Yeah, we did. So there's the woman who set her home on fire trying to kill a spider. Russia launches a swearing ban. And let's see, what was the last one? Man walks calmly into bank and relieves himself on floor several times. Or we can just end it here because we're pretty much done anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the chick with the spider.
All right. Let's do the spider. Let's do the spider.
Because that's kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
I want to know exactly what she did.
A Kansas woman was arrested after police said she went to extremes trying to kill a spider. This chick was scared. Ginny Griffith, 34, told officers in Hutchinson she set a pile of towels on fire at about 1:30 a.m. Friday in hopes of catching the spider and burning it to death. You didn't have a shoe or a spray? The Hutchinson News reported. While it's not clear if she ever caught the arachnid, well, if the house burned down, the fire department did have to intervene. Crews managed to put out the blaze without injury. The building suffered only light smoke damage. Griffith, however, has been charged with aggravated arson. The other side of the duplex she lives in was occupied at the time, police said.
Holy shit.
That fucking scared of a spider.
So, wait. Tell me again what she actually did.
She lit a bunch of towels on fire.
And then tried to throw the fiery towels at the spider?
I don't know. I maybe the spider was under the towels and she was like, I'll smoke the fucker out. It didn't really specify.
Okay. Damn it. I hate when they don't get their fucking story good. You know what I mean? Because I want to know. Wait.
You want to know every detail.
Let me feel into it.
Yeah. Detective D'Angelo on the case.
Yeah, I think that's what she did.
You think she lit him on fire and like Molotov cocktail?
No, I think she trapped it under a towel and then she lit the towel on fire because, you know, maybe it would have crawled out on her. I don't know. That's fucking nuts.
But how irrational is that? Because like if it's under the towel, just get your shoe,
dude,
and start stomping on the towel as much as you can.
I mean, let's face facts. You're a giant. You could squish it with your fingers.
Right, easily.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even need to pick up anything to kill a spider. You just need your thumb. Squish.
Yeah. Where was this?
It's not gonna flip over on its back and bite you on the thumb like a fucking
snake.
Like a goddamn Wolverine. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna do that. It's gonna try and run from you, which I hope that you can move your hand faster than it can run.
Right. Well, it's basically the Empire State Building trying to kill a human and then panicking and then throwing a towel on it.
And then dropping a nuke on it.
Yeah. And going, I don't know. I was trying to kill a human.
Yeah. And then the city next to that city fucking filed charges.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it's so irrational. It's so small compared to you. Yeah, it's dumb. So fucking irrational. Right. Almost burns her house down trying to kill a spider with fire.
With fire.
And it wasn't even like a smart way. You know what I mean? Like taking an aerosol can, you know, a good old fashioned way. And then like.
Yeah, and lighting a lighter and getting a little blowtorch action.
Yeah.
Which would have been ridiculous anyway.
Right.
You just spray it with the fucking.
It's so unnecessary.
Dude, you can. Dude, I'm serious. I mean, all right. I mean, my sister lived with my sister when I was younger for many years. Hairspray is an incredible bug killer.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Because it turns to glue.
Mm-hmm. It kills the fuck out of some spiders.
Well, either way, you're spraying glue on them. Mm-hmm. As soon as that shit dries, they ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, hairspray. Ladies, quit setting shit on fire.
Yeah.
And just go grab some of your fucking hairspray and, you know.
Douse it a little bit.
Yeah,
give them a shot. Fucking huge spider if she was that scared. Because, like, I can't imagine it just being like a little wolf spider.
It was actually the neighbor's tarantula that escaped.
Yeah, exactly.
The neighbor that's suing her or filing charges. What, arson?
Yeah, aggravated arson.
Aggravated. Hell yeah, she was aggravated. Your goddamn tarantula crawled in her fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
She freaked the fuck out. Yeah.
Tried to kill it, tried to kick it, but it just hit the wall, slid down, kept crawling. She didn't know what to do. She panicked. She grabbed a towel off the towel rack. Because that was the only place you could get a towel, right? Or the kitchen. So then she runs over. She throws the towel over it. Doesn't know what to do at that point. Then she just douses it a little bit with, maybe lighter fluid that her husband had outside. And tossed a match on it. And she was like, that'll kill it.
Shit, man. With the investigative reporting that we got to deal with on this article, could have been paper towels.
True.
She could have just dropped a match on that fucking pile.
Yeah.
Fucking have no idea. Could have been Kleenex.
Yeah, because it just says a pile of towels. It does not specify what type of towel.
Does it give the reporter's name of that story?
I don't think it does. No, of course it doesn't. See, the thing is with all these news websites is they just copy and paste from other websites.
Yeah, so who even knows if this is even a real fucking article?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, but I mean, it's coming straight out of like Spokane's news. It's called KXLY.
Gotcha.
Spokane, Washington.
It's too bad because I'd like to have a few words about whoever the fuck wrote that article.
Like,
that,
do your work.
That you suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be pesky with the microphone. You got to get all up in their face. Yeah. Got to have your questions ready.
Got to get all the information out.
What type of towel was it? Were there any flammable liquids involved? Was it a Bic, a Zippo, or a pack of matches?
Or was it one of those candle lighters?
How big was the spider? Was it as big as a dime? Big as a quarter? Big as a silver dollar? Was it the size of a cereal bowl?
Yeah, these are all necessary details for two people that run a podcast to adequately operate for fun.
Yeah.
Yep. These reporters suck. It's like that dude from the New York Daily News that couldn't write who got robbed. Unbelievable. So stupid. But yeah, so a woman apparently lit her house on fire trying to kill a spider.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys. All right. I never thought to think about this, but you know, next time you're dating a chick, just ask her, you know, do you have any irrational fears?
Yeah.
Do you have any fears that might cause you to become a danger to me or my belongings? You know, what are you most terrified of? Just ask her. And then when she tells you, pry a little bit. Well, just how scared are you?
Yeah.
Like, what would you do if you know, your worst fears came true all of a sudden? You know, how would you react to that? And scope it out before you let her move in.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Because some people, they just, you know, they get a little crazy about certain shit. They got triggers.
Yeah.
She got locked. You know, she had an older brother. He was a real dick, and he locked her in the fucking Foot Locker and dropped, you know, put spiders in through the little handles. You know how like the trunks,
yeah,
they got the little holes cut in the sides where you can put your hands.
So you can just toss a couple. He locked her in there. Yeah,
and he just kept loading spider after spider.
And she would rather burn her house down than have that happen again.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm feeling from it, Dylan.
Yeah,
she was tormented as a child from her dickhead older brother.
Yeah.
Held her down, put spiders on her face.
D'Angelo closes the case.
Now she's fucking, now she's a freak about him.
I mean, it makes sense. Because I just don't understand how you could be that fearful that you need to light it on fire.
I just told you.
Yeah. I think you got it.
Hank, I just told you what happened. And now she's a fucking aggravated arsonist.
Mm-hmm.
Because of her fucking brother. God damn it. That's another thing I'm going to say. In addition to probing your girlfriend for her deepest, darkest, irrational fears, don't fucking do that shit to your sister. If you're fucking out there listening to this shit and you're being a dick to your little sister, don't do that, because then she's just going to grow up and burn down some poor innocent guy's fucking PlayStation 4. You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever do anything
along with everything
up shit
else
like
he
that?
Owns?
Did you ever do anything fucked up like that to your sister?
No. Oh God, the worst thing I ever did was I would throw silverware at her.
Oh.
Like, and she would have to run for her bedroom as I'm flinging forks and spoons, and they would actually stick in her bedroom door.
Jesus.
As she was running from them, like she would slam the door just in time, and like a fork and a knife. Yeah, it would like stick in the door. Oh God. Well, I didn't throw knives. But I actually stuck a spoon once, and I stuck a fork in her door.
How did you stick a spoon in her door?
Yeah, the handle.
Oh. Okay.
The handle hit.
Gotcha.
It was like one of those that had kind of like the pointy.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a, you know, the patterned
ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was like kind of pointy in the
triangle
back.
At the top, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little sharp.
God, that was an asshole. But that was about the worst thing I ever did to my sister, and that only happened once.
I threw my little brother into a pool table once. I think that was probably the worst thing I ever did.
Yeah.
No, was it pool or was it foosball? I don't know. It was one of those. But, like, we got in a huge fight, and so I grabbed him, and I kind of did this 360 spin and got him the momentum up and flung him into the table.
What part of him hit?
His back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he pick up some pool balls, come at you after that?
No, he pretty much crumpled and cried after that.
How old were you?
I don't know, 8, 9, 10. Yeah,
see, I was about 8.
Yeah,
I was 8 when I did that shit.
Little boys are fucking assholes, dude.
Well, because we hate fucking how stupid everything fucking is. You know, I don't want to go to school and sit there and listen about the stupid ass crap, some old dead guy and what the fuck he did.
Yeah, you just want to play.
I care. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. We're done.
We're done. See you tomorrow, I guess.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If I'm still alive.
Or maybe you'll emigrate to Sweat by the time I'll come here.
Maybe I'll just go take that town over.
Yeah. There's only two people. You could beat them up.
Right. They're like, you got my 400 grand. I'm like, whap. With a baseball bat. My town.
Go up to the population sign. Erase 2 and write 1.
Right. Just go take that town. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's a town.
Yeah.
So any other cop from any other town wouldn't be in his jurisdiction. So once I walk on the property and club them both over the head and say, this is my town, no cop has jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. You could just say that they were a rebel uprising.
Right. And I'm my own goddamn sheriff in my own town.
You have a little plastic sheriff's
dollar
store right when you got there.
Not even. It's like made out of cardboard.
Yeah.
I cut it with scissors.
On the drive up.
Fucking one of these post office shipping boxes.
Yeah.
And a pair of scissors. I actually cut the little star out. It's all uneven. Looks like it was made by a fucking grade schooler.
You just scratch Devin into it with your finger, like you kind of just make an imprint of Devin into the cardboard
so it looks embossed.
Yeah
See, you're getting like better than I would have done. I would have just grabbed a Sharpie and just wrote sheriff on it in an arc. Of course I run out of room,
so it has to curve down a little bit. So the last two F's are down.
Yeah The last F is actually under the other F, because I ran out of room. Because it's my town.
Sweat was a gold mine today. All right.
All right. Peace.
Later.